Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with the club's recent European ban. Of course, on Monday it was overturned, with the club's fine being reduced to around €10 million. The £9 million fine for a failure to cooperate with UEFA's investigation into alleged breaches of financial fair play rules will now go into the pockets of their European rivals, including Manchester United and Liverpool. City were initially fined three times that amount and suspended from European competitions for two seasons, but they were successful in their appeal at the Court of Arbitration for Sport on Monday, confirming they will now be able to take part in the Champions League. While the ban was lifted completely, they will still pay that £9 million fine, and it's confirmed now that the money will go into the pockets of clubs that adhered to the rules of FFP during that time. Moving on then into other news in La Liga, President Javier Tebas has raged at the CAS ruling, insisting that it needs to be considered again. His anger stems from the decision to overturn City's European ban, which was put into place in February. UEFA's club financial control body said the club had overstepped sponsorship revenue. Now that he has lifted the suspension, Tebas, who has been in charge of the top flight in Spain since 2013, has called for a change in the appeal process. He's hit out and said, "Well, we have to reassess whether the CS is the appropriate body to which to appeal to in football. Switzerland is a country with a great history of arbitration. The CAS is not up to standard," he sensationally said. And finally then, Pep Guardiola, the City boss, is looking at Liverpool and Chelsea targets, with the club board set to give him around £150 million in transfers. Of course, one of his main areas of weakness is at centre-half. Napoli's Kalidou Koulibaly and Bayern Munich's David Alaba are two of the players that he's currently been linked to as he prepares to try and get the Premier League title back. That's all then for the latest Man City headlines. We will have more news later.